Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, there's no doubt, is there, that outdoor dining will be with us for much of the summer. And when the sun comes out, there's nothing better than putting together a picnic basket and eating outside. But that shouldn't just mean simple sandwiches, a few crisps and snacks. So for some advice now on throwing a really great picnic, I'm joined by Holly Dalton, Director of Conbini Food. Holly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Delighted to have you on, because not only are you a professional, but you are a big fan of picnics.
I am a massive fan of picnics, so much so that about 2 weeks ago, the weather wasn't fantastic, but I was not willing to give up on the picnic dream. I just took all the furniture out of my sitting room and had a picnic on the floor.
No.
Like, I was on my mind, and I was just like, listen, I'm doing this. I made picnic foods. We ate out of Tupperware. It was a whole thing.
So what is it about picnics then that appeals to you?
I think it's because picnics, it's one of these kind of meals. It doesn't really fit into like breakfast, lunch or dinner kind of thing. It's its own separate entity, and it definitely evokes like a sense of occasion, and especially often reminds me of, you know, past summers or, you know, things like that. And because we don't get a lot of great weather in Ireland. So whenever we do, we're very good at making the most out of it. And I think a big cornerstone of that is having picnics. It's a big Irish thing, I think.
You're all about the prep, though. You have to be ready for it. So it starts the day before.
Oh, it starts the day before. Oh, yeah. The thing about picnics, like when you arrive on site, when you begin your picnic, the work should be done. You don't want to be stressing over, you know, any kind of prep once you get there, especially because, you know, yourself, when you sit down to a picnic, it's a group of people. Everybody needs to get fed at the same time. You know, there could be kids there. People could be getting antsy. So everything's got to be done like well in advance. Normally, I start the day before with things like, for me, a big one is like chicken drumsticks, chicken wings, anything that has a handle. And I also often wrap the end of a drumstick or the end of a wing a little bit of tinfoil around it. So that's like avoiding any kind of messiness.
And you're having those cold, Holly, are you?
Yes, having them cold.
Controversial.
There's actually a style of a fried chicken called picnic fried chicken. And it's basically fried chicken that is designed to be eaten cold. Like if you make fried chicken and you cool it fast, it's not going to be, look, listen, it's not going to be crazy crispy or anything, but it's still going to be delicious. And it eats really, really nicely cold.
Okay. Promise it's not going to be, as someone in the office said, congealed.
It's not going to be congealed. I'll tell you how things get congealed, okay? It's not going to be congealed. All right, you can take my word for this. It's not going to be congealed. How things get congealed is they're not cooled down fast enough, or they're covered when they're still a little bit warm, and then they go into the fridge and the fat around them kind of congeals and it gets really gross. And look, no one's having a good time if that's going to happen. Like, okay. Let's be honest.
So just take us through how you avoid that again.
Okay, so basically you're going to make your fried chicken or your drumsticks. Like, it doesn't have to be fried chicken. Like, I do drumsticks a lot in the oven with kind of like a barbecue kind of marinade. Do them in the oven. Take them out. Cool them fast. You need to cool them fast. Don't cover them when you're cooling them. Cool them in the fridge, kind of like a clear space in the fridge so like nothing else is going to be, you know, heated up while they're cooling. Cool them fast, uncovered. And then once they're totally cold, then you cover them. Often, like I said, wrap a bit of tinfoil around the end, put them in a box with kitchen paper or like a clean cloth, so there's not going to be any gross stuff at the bottom of the Tupperware that nobody wants to see on the picnic, basically. Don't bring that to the picnic.
I've learned something new now. I thought that you weren't supposed to put hot things into the fridge. But it's hot things covered into the fridge. That's the no-no.
Don't cover them. I would let them, like, okay, I'm not saying as soon as they get out of the oven, don't put them in the fridge. Like, let them cool a little bit for about 5 or 10 minutes, then into the fridge.
Okay. All right. We've gone down a chicken drumstick rabbit hole here. Let's come back to the actual picnic, because Japanese fried rice balls, I know you're a big fan of Japanese food, but you want to include these as well.
Oh my God, these are made for picnics. Like, it's probably my life's mission now to get these to catch on at Irish picnics. Like, if people start making these, they're unbelievable. They're called onigiri, they're rice balls, and they're so, so easy to make. You basically just make fried rice with whatever you have, like, you know, any kind of vegetables or eggs or whatever meat you have. Make fried rice, let it cool ever so slightly, And then you're just going to shape it into this kind of triangle shape and you wrap it in seaweed. And it's they're so easy to, they're not messy to pick up because you pick them up with the seaweed on the outside. So you're not getting your fingers dirty or sticky or anything like that. And they're so delicious and they're perfect cold. And I've actually never made them for anyone that they didn't like them. Like I've been making these for a few years now, but everyone I've ever made them for loves them. And it's such a different thing to have at a picnic. Nothing wrong with sandwiches. Sandwiches are unreal. And we'll get to sandwiches in a minute. But this is just an alternative kind of finger food, savory finger food that is a serious crowd pleaser. And especially kids, like, you know, kids love things like fried rice. You know, it's not a picky kind of thing.
Yeah,
I can't imagine anyone being like, oh, I don't like fried rice.
And on the sandwich front, you're not averse to a cheese and ham, or do you want us to have something a little bit more complex?
Like, if you're going to do cheese and ham is unreal. But, like, do yourself a favor and get really good cheese, really good ham. Get, you know, Hegarty's cheddar. Why don't you do, like, a whole roast ham the day before and you're slicing it that morning? Like, that would be unreal. That's, like, whatever you're going to do, just try and elevate it to the next level. In terms of sandwiches, I love, like, an egg salad sandwich, but I make kind of a Japanese egg salad sandwich. So it's, like, soft boiled eggs. And you cut them up with a little bit of scallion and then a QP mayonnaise, which is basically like a mayonnaise made with rice vinegar. And it's super, super good. Another sandwich that's unreal is a cold fried chicken sandwich, like with a little bit of spicy mayo and lettuce. Oh, my God. Like,
God, you're
fantastic.
Mad into the cold fried chicken.
Well, if you're going to make it for the drumsticks or whatever, you might as well take some of that and make sandwiches out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to cut down on the jobs that you're doing. Another good one I do, which is vegan and it's also unreal, is I do whole roast red peppers in the oven and let them cool. And then I make a little kind of sweet corn hummus. And like it's a hummus rocket and roasted red pepper sandwich. And that's like really, really tasty.
Gorgeous. Lovely. And then you have advice on flasks for hot and cold.
Yeah, I feel like most people in their household are going to have what I call kind of a legacy thermos. It's a thermos that's kind of been like passed down to the generation and it's like maybe like under a stairs or in the back of a cupboard somewhere. But like take those out, invest in a good thermos, you know, hot drinks, cold drinks. I think those are like where people fall down in picnics often. Like I would normally bring at least one flask of hot coffee if there's going to be kids there, one flask of hot chocolate. And then with the cold drinks, I kind of have a little life hack that I only learned recently. There's a thing you can get for camping, and these aren't expensive, they're super cheap. It's basically called a dry bag, and you can put like things like, you know, whatever, cans of drink and bottles into this dry bag. And if you leave it in a body of water, it keeps it super, super, super cold. So you're not like lugging around a big cooler with you or whatever, and it keeps your drinks really cold and it's cheap and it's basically changed my picnic life.
Okay, and you say we shouldn't be afraid to bring ice cream frozen between two biscuits. It'll work.
Yes, it will work. That's something, I'm a massive fan of ice cream sandwiches. Look, there's nothing wrong with an iceberg, but if you make it yourself, it's a total game changer. So you make your cookies, you buy whatever kind of ice cream you like to use, whatever, you know, whatever you're into. Normally like a slab of like vanilla is like very handy for this. And you sandwich the ice cream between two cookies and you put it back in the freezer overnight. And it's going to freeze like quite hard. Like if you took it out of the freezer, you wouldn't be able to eat it straight away. So what I do is wrap those up, put them in the cooler or, you know, those like blocks of kind of liquid that you can freeze for coolers. I don't know what they're called, but they're great as well.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, the blue ones. Put them in your cooler and they're going to stay frozen like for, I'm not messing, at least half an hour. Like I've tested this myself. So by the time you get to the picnic, they're going to be perfect to eat. They're going to be like a little bit soft, still frozen, but just ideal.
Yeah, I mean, from experience now with children, though, particularly last year when we were in lockdown and the world was all new within our 2K and then our 5K, they'll eat anything once it's outside. You know, the novelty factor?
Absolutely.
Better outside for some reason.
Things taste better outside even for adults though. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you're going to find yourself getting excited about like sandwiches and potato salad even though you eat these things all the time. But when you're outside, you're like, wow, look at this. Like, are we on holiday? What's going on?
Holly, good to talk to you as always. Thank you very much for
so much.
Teaching us how to up the old picnic game. We'll certainly give some of those ideas a try. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.